The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
It's a Monday morning. Joining me, as ever, looking at three charts moving on news is Zach. Have a nice weekend, Zach.
It was great. I went to the Forest of Arden Marriott Hotel.
Oh, I say.
It's a hotbed of activity. It was a hotbed of activity.
Well, tell us about the hotbed.
People jumping in and out of each other's rooms, and you know the bar is on fire. It was amazing. Unfortunately, I wasn't involved in any of it.
But, I was going to say, you're the barman, were you?
I was just an innocent bystander.
What was happening there? Come on, you can't.
So they've got a pool as well. There were people, you know, midnight swim. It was everything. It was like the Playboy Mansion.
Sounds distinctly sordid, Zach.
Well, I wasn't there. I was asleep.
And something I'd love to be involved in. Anyway. Alecto Minerals, ALO, has agreed the final terms of its joint venture partnership with Ashanti Gold Corporation with respect to its Kassanto East Gold project in Western Mali, having signed a binding option agreement. So ALO on the chart, what do you reckon?
Well, it's been gapping up, it's been gapping down, but the main message is that there's good support at 0.06 pence. I think that that's as low as the shares are going to go in the near term, and basically, we're in a range from there to 0.14, so which is like 1 year resistance. So hopefully, that will be the situation now. Any dips towards that area look like buying opportunities.
Lovely. Buckley Energia, that's BKY, has signed a binding offtake agreement with Inter Alloys Trading Limited for the sale of the first production from Salamanca Mine. Now, the fixed price here is $43.78. Dollars per ton, US dollars. And at the moment, the spot price is only $18 per pound for uranium. So that just shows, you know, experts realize uranium price is only going to go one way in the future. So BKY, what do you reckon?
Well, obviously, what's the name of the CEO there? I can't remember his name.
Paul.
Paul Atherley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he glows in the dark and everything. He's a great guy. March rising trend channel, based at 45 pence, and we bounced off the floor of that. 50-day average at 47, and if we can break that, hopefully in the next couple of days, the target here is the top of the channel at 60 pence.
Okay, and
so
last,
very nice indeed. Very nice indeed.
Yes, very good. Hurricane Energy, HUR, have exercised the option over its Transocean Spitsbergen drilling rig on the 25th of November in order to drill the Halifax prospect. The Halifax well will be drilled after completion of the Lincoln well. A further announcement will be made once the Halifax well has been spudded. HUR has been doing very well of late.
What a beautiful chart.
Mm.
We have, the main event here for me was... I suppose the Golden Cross, the main events actually, there was a gap through the 200-day moving average in April. There was a Golden Cross in May between the 50 and 200-day moving averages, and a gap higher in September. I would say at the moment, above the 50-day average of 38 pence, we're heading towards the top of the May channel at 55 pence. It's got to be one of the charts of the year. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. Forgetting about the story or the fundamentals, just a great chart.
Oh, I see. That's how you should spend your weekends, just look poring over charts.
When I do my review of the year, this would be, you know, the top of the pops. This would be definitely one of the top five.
Yeah, well,
we should do a top five, actually. We should do a top five.
Yeah, well, think about that. Send me that fantastic chart.
You sound very enthusiastic. Forget it then.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe it's always quiet over the Christmas period. So, that's something to fill the gap. So, listen, ALO, BKY, HUR, send me those charts and I'll check them out. People can check them out at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Speak tomorrow, Zach.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.